a student, you are listening to Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah. We are continuing in learning about elements of tourism product, and we have seen the present existence, services and connectivity, and then now we go into facilities and service. What does this include to create a tourism product? Facilities could mean accommodation. It could mean restaurant also, that you are able to dine something. You need not carry your tiffin along with you. Of course, some of the facilities are, if you are going a place where there is no food available, they will give you picnic sort of a lunch or a breakfast or a snack. But that's a facility that's offered to you. Then there are restaurants. Then there are also transport at the destination in the form of buses, in the form of a rail track, or in a form of a cable car when you go to Switzerland to Titlis Mountain, where you shift from one to two and third cable car. Finally, you get into a single cable car ride. You go in a bigger size, then you get into smaller cable car where number of people are there, and then you finally go into one alone on a cable car. These are all transportation that is being offered instead of tracking and going and have the glimpse of what you see. Likewise, sports activity. You have some fun. Many restaurants also have sport activities available. That could be a gym, that could be a children's play area, there could be swimming pool, etc., and other facilities offered. And then, of course, in the facilities, there are retail outlets for shopping, for your needs. If you like to buy a bottle of water, some soft drinks, some snack, all these retail outlets are available so that you don't feel left out. You don't remain at a loose end. All create a tourism product. Moving further, the tourist is engaged or occupied within the said tourist destination so that they spend most of time therein around the destination. There are a lot of resorts that have been created, which itself is a tourist destination. There are many such resorts that are there in India and internationally, where that itself is a destination. One of the examples I gave was a cruise ship. People go on a cruise ship. That itself is a destination because it has everything, and it's a one time holiday enjoyment. It's a tourism product. It has all the facilities that one could look forward for, including the retail outlet selling. It has theaters. It has dining restaurant, theme restaurant. It has 24/7 outlet where you can dine if you forgot to dine or you feel hungry in the middle of the night for your children who were sleeping at the time of lunch or dinner. So all these are component elements of tourism product. This can happen only if one can make suitable facilities. And this is the success of those destinations. They provide facilities. Switzerland, you can imagine, a landlocked country. It has not linked with any seaport. But the facilities are of the world class. Right from the train to the road to the buses and the cable car and whatever services they offer are of the world class. That's what they have come up with, tourism product. So it results in giving the tourist pleasure of visiting the destination as well as overall tourism experience. What we have been discussing is how the tourism product step by step come into existence by existence of a destination to facilities and services provided to build a wonderful tourism product that gives a tourism experience to the person who buy that tourism product. Some examples given to you in this slide. You come close and have a look at this. Different type of tourism products are shown to you. Some are villages, some are uphill sort of a product, where you will see and stay like how the caveman lived and so on. Like there is a product in Turkey where people go and see how people of old age and how recently when there were attacks of Romans in that area, how did they go and hide and live there for years? All these are tourism products. Same thing here, a tourism product which shows metro, skyscraper on one side. People are having a glimpse of that skyscraper. That, of course, in Mumbai we see in abundance. But yes, people go and look at those as a tourism product. These are another fine example of tourism product. People go to the famous botanical garden in Singapore. They are designed to attract tourists. I spoke in previous lectures that people go to the Changi Airport in Singapore because it has the great amount of greenery at the airport itself, including the waterfall and botanical garden sort of a thing where different type of trees and cactus and flowers are on original form and display. All tourism products that develops the airport, Changi Airport at Singapore. We will now count on importance of facilities and service. Why the facilities plays an important role in picking up any existence of a natural or man-made tourism site as facilities and services base. Now, example of some salt mine in Poland is one of the sites in the UNESCO World Cultural Natural Heritage List. It has an underground facility for tourists to stay there into that salt lake area. And likewise, in Azerbaijan, there is a place where you can see, they call it hell, because there you see the gas coming out, which is always lit and burning. Because not burning and giving you hot, but it catches from the oxygen the element of ignition, and it gives a flame type of an impression to your eyes. People go there. It is in Azerbaijan, close to Baku. These are all people provide facilities. I gave the example of these Turkey and so many other places. You can count on number of such facilities that are created for tourists purely to avail with the help of facilities and services and see what nature has gifted and have a look at that. So importance of facilities and services, we will continue reading and understanding. Accommodation underground, about 125 meter at Slovakia Chamber, a mother accommodation complex designed for both entertainment and resting, located 125 meter underground. And the unique microclimate and atmosphere of the chamber will allow you to rest well and get positive energy for the next day. These are all man-made. These existed, but the facilities are man-made. Like I was referring to, there are many places in the world where they have converted the caves into hotels. Where early men lived there in those caves. Now they have converted them into a hotel as a facility offered to them. It existed. There was an existence of certain natural sites, and with the service and some facilities, it turned into a tourism product. So, unique experience in India. We are referring to mine tourism in India. And mine tourism, you can go for coal mines. Of course, the mine at Kolar in Karnataka has been closed recently for last so many years. You cannot go. But otherwise, mine of diamonds and gold in South Africa is a tourist attraction. So mine tourism is picking up in India as well. Some example given to you from this, including from coal and different type of mine. Please go through these slides. All these are reference to the unique experience in India under the mine. Importance of facilities. And why we are reading all this? This is a component added not for to support what nature has given you, and you provide them as a facility, safe way to experience those facilities. Look at this crocodile safari that is being offered. Mangrove safari. And this is happening in Songhai Ecotourism in Ratnagiri, Maharashtra. I have spoken on ecotourism importance, and one of the reasons why mangroves are protected, simply to protect our land, the area around the sea where mangroves nature has given us, we have to protect it. Some of you who would be going by harbor line, Pan Harbor, when you cross Mankhurd and reach Washi, there is a lot of mangrove on that creek. They haven't cut it because that retains the quality. And this is what certain environmentalists noticed when the new airport was under construction at Navi Mumbai. Some antisocial element cut the mangrove. That is very dangerous because that will make sea wild and may enter the land or reclaim some of the land, because mangrove is a natural protection. That's why it is counted as an ecotourism activity. There's a particular mangrove safari that happened in Songhai in tourism in Ratnagiri. We are learning about the development of tourism products and elements of tourism product. We have learned into the existence, presence of the tourism product, how services and facilities are added to make that product saleable, attractive, marketable. Now, in the services, the role of hospitality is of a major concern, and hospitality plays a role that will bring in tourists. So it is the attitude, style in which task is performed. Example, if you go down to Japan, everyone will bow a little bit to welcome you. That's the element of hospitality. In India, people come and they fold hand and welcome you. Likewise, if you go to Thailand, also the same way they wish you. And they call it why, like us, we call it namaste. And in Nepal, also they do the same thing. In Cambodia, also they fold the hand. These are some of the elements that are performed to show respect and hospitality element. It is sensitivity to the pressure on a business traveler. Encouragement to play for the pleasure traveler. So this hospitality is always taken as a positive element in availing the services and facilities provided. Hospitality is in itself a science. Hospitality does not necessarily mean just wearing a smile, though it is one of them. Boutique hotels where tourists stay, they offer such a wonderful hospitality that people have forgotten to go and stay in city hotel, because boutique hotel has a limited number of rooms and their hospitality stand very high. And that creates a tourism product. People applaud the hospitality element and consider that hospitality extended. In one of the feedback they give it, I appreciate the hospitality, because you have already paid. And then out of your pleasure, because of a good hospitality, you give certain gratuity. Because again, hospitality is getting services, home-like services, or element of respect, recognition is hospitality. So that is added in a tourism product. It's an intangible thing, but it plays a major role. It is sensitivity to the pressure on a business traveler. Hospitality is an expression of welcome by local resident to tourists arriving in their community. From resident of a country, what you would call as a hospitality. I would think that if we wear a smile for a tourist, by not even giving any service, that smile will speak volume and consider that people are hospitable, people are warm, people are welcoming you. Not showing a frowning face to a tourist, that will not put a positive impact on a tourist. So hospitality includes a number of things. Of course, hospitality offered is to expect in return some business, but hospitality also put an endorsement that the product, with the authenticity of the existence of product, hospitality adds certain more element to it and make a product attractive and sellable. Now, freedom of selection, FS, should be given. What is freedom of selection? It is nothing but the freedom to choose or have an option. Let me give an example. At five-star hotel, when you go for a breakfast, you have got huge table serving you different type of food, ranging from dairy product to eggs. Some of the egg stations will serve you anything from omelette to fried egg, poached eggs, scrambled egg, boiled egg, masala omelette, etc., etc. So you have selection. I don't want omelette. I would like to have dosa done for me. Many five-star hotels have this facility. They will do a dosa to you and serve you instantly when you order, and many such things. So this was just an example from the breakfast table. Otherwise, I mean, of course, these are not available at all hotels, at all places, but options should be there for a tourist. For example, in form of liquid, you are given soft drink. You have a choice picking up either a Coke or an orange Fanta or a Sprite or a lemonade or anything. That's a choice. You cannot just for no, we have only Coke. So that's an option. Few examples to understand, to select or choose an option. Excuse me. The necessity that customer or a tourist has option in order to have the satisfactory experience. Now, freedom implies not just choice, but also the potential for happy surprises and spontaneity. So this should be offered spontaneously. Like you would be taking this as a surprise if you are going for your wedding anniversary or your birthday or your honeymoon, you suddenly get a flower bouquet. Or if they know, they would send a wine bottle for you. These are all surprises, but element of freedom of selection. If you don't like to drink alcohol, then you can ask for some soft drinks. And this is an element of surprises that make customer happy as well and should be spontaneous, like a flower basket sent to your hotel room welcoming you, or some biscuit being made available to you when you come by a late night flight, so that if you feel hungry, you can eat those biscuits. These are some examples of freedom of selection and spontaneity. Now, involvement comes as the last part into developing and into elements of tourism product. For tourism, involvement is not simply physical participation, but the sense of engagement, of focusing on the activity. So maybe the front office manager at a hotel is not directly involved in the arrangement made to you by the housekeeping staff to your room, but definitely his involvement in checking with you about your well-being is an element that suggests that yes, you are looking into a tourism product that you have bought by paying, and even the front office manager is involved into it. He's just checking, are you comfortable? So it's the participation of customer also to some extent. In various activities in case of tourism product, front office staff may say, sir, if you like to go to gym, we have gym on the 7th floor. If you like to go to disco, we have got on the 12th floor. If we have a swimming pool, these are the facilities, and you get involved. All the guests can enter gym if they are resident of the hotel or the guest of the hotel, etc., etc. So that makes the guest at the hotel who has bought that hotel as a hotel room as a tourism product, the involvement and offering of these services make the customer happy, resulting into the success of tourism product. Now, in development of tourism product process, there are some stages that go, and we'll count on those stages step by step. The primary input, which refers to resources, intermediate inputs, facilities, what facilities are offered. Resources would refer to the existence of certain things. Intermediate input are facilities, intermediate output, in turn what you offer as a service, and then all will result into a final output, which will be an experience of the guest. So all this of a traveler, an experience, and so on, all will result in these four stages into a tourism product success. There are certain special features also added to a tourism product, and that means addition to each stage. For example, I give you an example, the guests of the hotel can use gym without any cost. This is added to you. You can use swimming pool or toiletries is added to your room. Certain hotels give you iron board and ironing. Some hotels have added the fridge, mini fridge. Some have, for example, a locker. So customer is an integral part of the production process. So a customer, what they need is to be put into the value addition as well. For example, those hotels, they don't have the safety of locker, they would say, please put all your valuable in the front office. So tourism product components, let's count onto that. The core product, the necessary path or the benefit designed to satisfy the identified needs of target customer segment, are the core product. A family coming in, staying in a hotel, a tall person need long reclining seat or more leg room for him or her to sit is what the customer need, and airline offers such seats to them in the tourism product or the product offered as an airline seat. Possibly having a bassinet for mothers carrying infant or babies which need some bassinet for them to relax and put baby while they are flying. And the formal or tangible product as a tourism product component. We saw the core product, which is the product that will satisfy the guest. and the former or tangible product refers to specific offer for sale stating what his customer will receive for the money. Many airlines, low-cost carriers don't serve you meal, but you can buy them if you like. You can buy them in advance, and if available, you can buy while you are flying as well. And these are tangible products. Many airlines sell headphones, low-cost carriers. We don't provide all this for free because they have given you lower fare. So they will give you this by selling them. And likewise, the augmented product, which means it consists of all the forms of added value producers may build into formal product. For example, if you fly in business class, you will get many things as value added given to you. A sanitary bag where you will have a lot of things like body mask, like your toothpaste, brush, shaving kit. Some airline offer you night gown, which you can wear while you are flying. Remove your clothes and change it and wear that so that you can sleep peacefully. These are all value-added product into developing a tourism product. And we come to now the branding and positioning of a tourism product. Branding, what is branding, we know, is one of the key components within the augmented product developed and marketed by individual business in the industry. For example, Club World, which is a business class product that British Airways sells. Yeah? And that is a brand in itself. People fly British Airways. This is an example. British Airways, because their Club World in business class is a renowned branded product. So it is needed as a travel and tourism products are intangible. And you need to brand because the brand would name it that yes, Club World is the best product, is intangible. But that name, the brand is sellable. The benefit provided by them need to be communicated to consumer so that it will influence their perception. So essential aspect of branding, we need to understand the branding from tourism perspective, statement of possession or a kind of ownership. So while you fly, you have the seat, search size. There are only 4 seats in a row, or there are only 6 seats in a business class, or 4 seats in a business class. You will have reclining seat. You will have the seat that can turn into a bed while you fly. Blah, blah, blah. All these are, and you feel, oh, I've flown. Complimentary gift given to you, complimentary wine served to you, and many such things. A way of identifying a product or service for customer. And people buy Marhaba service of Emirates, known services of Maharaja in Air India are a brand in itself. And people buy looking at the brand, a symbol of design to which expectation of quality could be assigned. So we now look into the concept of branding. In branding, what you need to have is a product, service, and how that has been developed. And then we have got brand identity. I give the example of a brand, Club World, Maharaja Club. These are all brands that have been sold. Likewise, Marriott is a brand in itself. Likewise, Sheraton has a brand in itself and many such products. And then all this added together, the product, the service, the goods, the commodity that is being sold, that brings and highlights the identity of a brand, the structure with the product that goes along, it comes up as a brand in itself. So advantages of branding helps in minimizing So advantages of branding totally helps in minimizing the medium and long-term susceptibility of the business. So this is how the medium and minimizing the medium and long-term profitability of the business to the unexpected external event, which are part of the tourism unexpected. COVID came in unexpected. Suddenly certain things happened, some political upheaval, some terror attack. These are unexpected, but the brand would stand good. That's the brand advantage. It reduces the risk for the consumer at the point of sale by demonstrating the desired quality. The brand itself will suggest, yes, this will meet what my requirements are, what my needs are. This brand meets to that. The quality and performance of an intangible product. And people buy that product because it has a quality that was experienced, that has been highlighted, that was being sold at the point of sale. As such, a strategic tool for long-range planning in tourism sector. When a brand is recognized and get recognized by the consumer, then that brand itself is the selling tool as a unique selling point. With this, I conclude my lecture. You were listening to Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah. Thank you very much for listening.